check it. Shit. Listen to the beat and me. Hey yo, what's up out there? My name is Uncle Bai from the Backbenchers Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. This is the Backbenchers Podcast B-side, episode number 37. Make sure you listen back to 36, titled Lake Vicky. That was ESV and myself, and we're back. He's in the house, full squad. Nah. Scratch that. It's just ESV and myself. What's up, bro?
I'm good.
Shout out to ES...
Yes,
does your name always come first? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, this is stuck in my head. Pause. Shouts to Humphrey, shouts to Marugi, shouts to Washira, the rest of the squad, and shouts to you for choosing the Backbenchers Podcast. You made the right decision this Friday. Welcome to the B-side.
Wambaje, watu wangu.
Wambavyema, ndugangu.
Is that the right answer, really?
Yeah, it should be. If you ask me, I can ask Google.
Tuamba?
Wamba mwavyema, no, namba vyema.
Ah, you think you should just say vyema?
Vyema should be in there.
Vyema is everything.
Let me just respond to...
Swahili has to be one of those sexiest languages out there.
Sexist?
I think after French.
True. I reckon, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But do you think they can ever go past the French?
Oh, sina la kuamba.
Exactly.
Oh.
Come on. But inaamba, naamba vyema.
Unaamba
vyema kitu gani?
That's why we speak English on the podcast, so we can communicate clearly.
I think we should just go
soundly clearly.
We should just go 5 episodes Kiswahili on this bench. We should try.
You know we can't.
We can try. Mimi naweza jaribu by the way. Leo mimi naona tu nikibonga paswa watu wangu.
So we are back. Hope you guys enjoyed the previous episode this week. Episode number 135, Talking Stage. Yeah, we were just kicking it, freestyle, and we are back for another one. We just want to freestyle this.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on Twitter. Now I'm back because my phone situation is all fixed.
And he broke his phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I read something interesting just like 4 minutes ago. Oh, it's almost my favorite o'clock. What was that tweet though? I read something interesting just a minute ago. Yeah, so one of those accounts just texted and said, a woman says, air quotes, you want to have sex with me. Close quotation marks is thinking about blah, blah, blah. So just to maybe to finish off that statement, basically, so he's looking for people, you know, the commentators, I hear that's what they call them these days, the guys in the comments, just to tell them, think, or maybe what do you make of when a lady says, you just want to have sex with me? Yeah. First, have you ever been in a situation like that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But it all depends what how did we kick it off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we started on a note of having sex,
mm-hmm.
then I definitely just wanna have.
We could.
Machine went.
Nah, it's good. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know. Maybe I feel like my mind has been. Has now been altered since I've read some of the comments,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm thinking definitely people really think different when a lady says that to you,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because sometimes they're communicating, you know.
Yes. What if you just say yes, or maybe it's a yes or no question?
Because some of them are looking for that affirmation. They're looking for that direct communication.
Yes.
Because I've just asked you a simple question, bro. Do you wanna have sex with me or not? So why are you being dodgy about this? Just tell me if you want or not.
Go straight to the point. Yeah. Yes or no.
Yeah. And some of the men were commenting on this are even saying that the women, ladies, they love, they like rather, like straightforward communication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is why I'm eating you up, you know. I ain't trying to be your bro.
Yeah.
Like, just basically that. But mm-hmm. yeah, still. But it's corny if it's a test, because it could be a test also, you know.
Yeah.
They're just testing you. They want to know what really you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. But I think that should be definite, because if you ask me that, if I want to have sex with you and I say yes, and if you do, and you don't want, then you should just tell me this is not what I want.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, beating around the bush, going around telling your friends, oh, you just wanted to have sex with me. Yeah. But I said, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, but I feel like that's why for me, I'll take it as communication.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me an honest question, you deserve an honest answer.
Because
if we're assuming things, and at the end of the day, maybe if I tell you yes, and I back on my mind, I really don't want to fuck, I feel like I'm miscommunicating. And that is bad, because maybe now you're getting your ops high, but then I thought you were joking.
Yeah.
Bro, I wasn't joking.
But why do people always think that people joke about things like that? I think those are like some of serious issues. Like, if we getting off a relationship and I tell you my true intentions are these, and then we come to an agreement that yes, this can work.
That is why I still going back to this week's episode talking stage. Is still when we get to talk, when we get to know each other, that's when we even know how serious you are, when you even mean this, when you even saying this question. You know, yes, you can ask a question, but I can know you're just joking, you're just saying things.
Yeah.
So you need to also like be in a space where you can answer that question.
Yes.
And for you to be in somewhere, you definitely have to be developing things.
Mm-hmm.
If things have developed to a point where she thinks you want to have sex, then you're driving her that way. That's you're making her think that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she wants to really know if she's reading these signals so well. Like, I want to know, are these green lights? Like, you're trying to fuck or what? Like, what's the situation here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like for me, I'll take it as communication.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because if you mean to know if I want to fuck or not, I also mean to say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that I have to be serious about it, that this is what I really want to do, not just to please you, that, or rather to test you, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah. It could be a test, could be a joke.
Yeah.
Somebody said on the comment section that so many times, like, this line got me like like pussy, at the same time this question was asked. But I think they're just being dramatic, making the comments, just piling them up.
Yeah,
but when you really face into like real life situation and they hit you with that question, be like, shit, did you just ask that?
Yeah.
I don't think those are one of those questions you answer immediately. You're like, what did you just ask me? But then again, you guys have to be in certain situations where you make her even ask you something like that. I totally support.
But what if it's just on a go,
like, on a random?
Yes, like we're starting to know each other,
and you're acting nice
and all that, and I just want to know from the word go.
That is true, because I think there's one time we did a podcast and somebody was giving me their perspective, and I think their perspective was close to that. They don't want, talking about building the expectations to now
something
to sex
gonna be ahead.
Yeah, like there's some people like to talk about it
because
they want to know some of the things you're into before we get to it. So I think it's just a fair thing to ask that anyway, actually.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let's just get it off with.
Yeah,
you know,
I think. Let's just break the ice. I mean, like, let's just know it straight from the top.
Yeah.
Pause, because I feel so like, yes, if you mean to say it that way, because some people relate different.
Yes,
they want to build up to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if you not even necessarily talk dirty to them, but if you can tell them something that you're willing to make them do or.
Mm-hmm.
Something you're going to do to them,
mm-hmm.
it kind of maybe builds more and maybe eager to the sex partner.
Yeah.
I think some people are wired that way.
Yeah.
And some people don't want to talk about it. They just want it to happen naturally, which in some cases never happen.
Yeah.
Then some people
because
just want to ask for it and not even like do nothing about it, like,
because I feel like most of the time people just sit there that it will happen naturally.
Yeah, like
you get
movies.
Yourself in awkward situations,
and then people accuse you of harassment. Like, bro, like the same girl asked you months ago if you wanna fuck, you said no.
Mm-hmm.
You invite her over and now you trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe the same girl said that she don't wanna do that, mm-hmm. and then she comes to your place. And then she gives you all those
signals,
you know.
Yeah. What do you do? Actually, that case. I mean, she's showing you all the signals.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. If we don't really communicate about that verbally,
uh-huh.
it brings us in a very awkward situation. Because in this situation where we were watching, watching a movie, just kicking it in one of our either's apartment.
Yeah, and you're trying to be touchy-feely.
Yeah, and leave alone even the touchiness. You know, maybe just how you dressed, how you walking around, how you engaging me in this and that, you know.
Yeah.
And then this is something that we've never talked about even. No, now everything is just awkward.
You're
now,
waiting for Mother Nature to put two and two
exactly.
together.
Exactly. Everybody's just like, who's going to make the move? And
yeah,
then
that's totally awkward.
Yeah, and then you go back home and then you're just like, did I fuck up? Because maybe she wanted me to do something and then I just... the next thing you know about...
You're being talked about
in another podcast.
Bro,
it's tough
being a man, it's tough being a lady.
Yeah,
it's
so let's just talk about it.
The other day, shouts to one of my boys, Nathan. Mm-hmm. The other day, I said, T for tough. He's like, no, bro, T for titties.
Yeah. No, it's been T for tough every day. Every day.
But that's crazy.
It's crazy. It's
that's
awkward,
what I'm telling
bro.
You. All this is communication.
Yes.
Don't take it as a joke. Don't take it as a hint. Don't take it as a signal. Yeah. Just let's communicate. Let's take this home.
Yeah. And basically, I love that we're touching on communication specifically on sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when it goes back to home, how our parents handle that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not having talked about it and then something happens, you know, maybe one of your cousins now get out of somewhere gets pregnant, you know,
we didn't know you were fucking Sheila,
man. You're like, Sheila, we thought you in school all this time.
Sheila making babies,
The more we become vocal about it, the more we become precautious about a lot of things.
Yeah,
like, you know, just early pregnancy, things like that. Even, you know, ish like now going to someone's house and then now you want the D, he doesn't know. Maybe she want the pussy. And then you don't know.
Not communicated.
No, communicated. Like, this was not in the lists.
Yeah, I totally feel you.
Yeah, the list was just for Netflix and chill. And then I go back home. Yeah. There's no sex here.
I didn't see this on the
video. I didn't see sex in the video.
it's I like this. I saw a video of Rest in Peace Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking of... She was being interviewed by MTV and she was... picking on them because earlier, like, she dropped a track and they were not playing it. Then she dropped another track and they had no choice because they were too hot, they had to play
because
that's where they play all the hot stuff. So she was like, you guys are now playing my stuff, and because you don't have any choice, you have to play it, it's hot. She's just telling them, the director and the guys were doing the interview. Then they ask her, like, do you watch MTV? Like, no, I don't watch MTV. Like, do your kids watch MTV? No, they don't watch MTV. Based. It's too explicit for them. At why you guys put out explicit stuff. And for me, that's not the way. Yes, I have videos of where I'm in lingerie, but that's not what I want to teach my daughter. I don't want her to grow up feeling you have to be in a lingerie to be sexy.
I
want her to growing up knowing she's sexy and she needs to find her own sexiness as a person. So I don't want to expose her thinking you have to be in a lingerie to be looking
sexy.
All this nice.
I see that.
So I think all this boils down to that kind of communication.
Yes.
Because when you're showing up matching panties and bras, I've seen comments and tweets where people say if she's matching lingerie, it's on. I don't want to read that. If this is not communicated to me, we're just kicking it.
Yeah.
We're going to watch TV, mm-hmm. and you're going to go home when it becomes dark.
Man, I've been that dude. Uh-huh. I've been that dude. Mm-hmm. Some point, sometime in campus, I think it was my third year. Mm-hmm. So there's this story with just, you know, friends of social media and blah, blah. Then she said she wanted to come to my place, mm-hmm. just to visit, maybe go have a drink and mm-hmm. all that, of which we did all that. But then when we were getting done with the drinking or the, and just hanging out, mm-hmm. it was like 12, 1. Mm-hmm. She couldn't go back home.
Midnight?
Yeah.
No.
So she just had to kick it mm-hmm. our place. Mm-hmm. And definitely I had one bed. Uh-huh. So we had to share. Uh-huh. And I don't sleep on my fucking jeans. Uh-huh. I gotta sleep on my fucking boxes.
Yeah,
this is my bed, oh yo.
And my dick breathe.
Yeah, then she also just, you know,
get comfortable
and all that. Mm-hmm. And then she started getting all touchy and all that. Mm-hmm. But in my head, mm-hmm. I planned just to really sleep.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
So I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I just slept. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she took it, really, because we never communicated ever since that day.
Yeah. Even no communication is communication.
It's communication to some yeah. level.
Because there are certain awkward moments we never go back to.
Yeah.
Nobody was going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to relive that. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to have discussions to out loud about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you're going to have to, like, oh, I mean, she really had to spend the night because she's drunk, all these
things. Of course. Yeah. It was a but good night. But let's
even explore this
yeah.
to, like, well, now you guys are now partners.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you guys are maybe married.
Mm-hmm.
I think still the sex bit has to be communicated.
Exactly.
And I know even every couple, there's a way they communicate when about, you want something.
Yeah.
So still there's communication even because I'm not in the mood. I'm trying to get work done.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I still feel like it's still like a communication that is going to go on and on.
Because
mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that the feeling, the minute we now communicate and say, yes, mm-hmm. you and I are having sex.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we can now have sex. That communication part is done.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Maybe I don't feel like having sex now.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Maybe I just work the whole fucking day, man. I just want to sleep for the next 2 months. Sex will come the next month, please.
Yeah. So I feel like that really, like, communication during sex is important.
Yeah.
Because even if you consider, if you go deep and consider things like consent,
mm-hmm.
nobody wants to be held accountable to, like,
that's, you know,
she or he or who
mm-hmm.
didn't give you consent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is calling for, like, jail time and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to be sure.
That's for sure. That's yeah. for real. That's but for real.
Do you think, like, partners would ever have a case of partners like a consent case?
Yeah, there have been a lot.
Uh-huh.
There have been a lot of cases where partners accuse of their partners of raping them.
Oh yeah.
There have been those cases.
Mm.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If this is being done when I'm uncomfortable and against my will.
Exactly.
Even if I'm your wife, yes.
You definitely,
I can see that happening. I've seen a lot of TV, bro.
Yeah. You definitely raping me. You can just address me in any corner of the house and have sex with me anyhowly when I don't even want it or yeah. not
I know
even.
Some other men will be like, but you're my wife.
Yes, I am.
I think we really have to be sensitive about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even me as your husband, you really can't give me, like, full time job as you gotta fuck me.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, what I if you just wanna work?
Yeah, that's a fact though.
It's a fact.
Yeah, I think it's one of those conversations that really need to be had between, like, two partners.
Actually, all levels.
Yeah.
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 Every sex is one of those things that mm-hmm. it's been a taboo speaking about even from where I grew up.
Yeah.
Just like anyone talking to you about sex, your parents will be like,
taught in school, bro.
Yeah, anasema vitu mbaya sana. Don't hang with those kids. They will
So they grew up knowing everything about sex is bad.
It's bad.
Don't touch that.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And then now you get your freedom, and then now you start lying
getting
around.
Freaky like you're supposed to, maybe.
Come on.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like you're supposed maybe. To, but you know you're overdoing some things.
Yeah.
You know, you're now lacking even the power to communicate yeah. about it
it's
to your partner.
It's fucked up if diseases are involved.
Of course.
Because too much of something, yes.
Of course,
if you're going to fuck around like that.
Of course. Speaking of disease.
Even before you go into diseases,
mm-hmm.
like when you're talking about communication,
mm-hmm.
like even right now when you're a parent and your kid, your daughter, your son has a crush on so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
I think there has to be a communication where, yes, you're at liberty to have a guy friend, boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
but you're not at liberty to do so, such and such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm.
you need to be of age to maybe indulge in these kind of activities.
Yes.
But yes, you can have a girlfriend.
Because
mm-hmm. people in your age have girlfriends and mm-hmm. it's just the people you go to school with.
Yes.
So I think that communication still
applies.
To, yeah, go to like from folks to their kids now.
Yeah.
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 But even diseases.
Diseases, yeah. I was talking about out here,
mm-hmm.
it's crazy that people think that HIV and STIs is something
mm-hmm.
that is not there.
Yeah.
I think it's still there as it was.
It is, yeah.
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 Because even actually right now,
mm-hmm.
people don't even use fucking condoms, man.
Yeah.
It's like something that went.
Yeah. Well, how would you know that though?
In a case study. Let's go to answers for slave, my nigga. That was from some case study in Kembe last year. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because yeah. nobody's with those STIs going to walk with a patch on their head.
No one is. No one is. And then, you know, HIV
yeah.
nowadays have some nice strong drugs that really like suppress it really fast. And
yeah.
then
I think that's the part where it's working for humans.
Yeah.
When they feel like, okay, shit, it's something I can live with, so what?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But really, I think you should really like check yourselves. Like,
yeah.
like since we're talking the communication between partners,
mm-hmm.
you two need to check yourselves.
Yes.
Like, we need to know our status when it comes to maybe things like this.
Because
if you guys are just kicking it nicely, then all of a sudden, shit is that going south, somebody like, some sort of like a nasty or something.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure, is it an allergy or is it like something sexually transmitted, you know?
Yeah.
We need to investigate this. So
is gonorrhea, was it gonorrhea? Is gonorrhea kaswende?
Yeah, I think so.
You remember when
there was some kind of outbreak, something
who
sort?
Discovered a super gonorrhea
who?
in Nairobi?
WHO?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I remember that.
You remember?
Case study.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
In the streets.
Super gonorrhea. That was mad thing. It made these niggas' dicks fall off.
You're kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Ish, I didn't see that news.
You didn't see that news?
Nah.
I saw images up there on Twitter. Very graphic. Very graphic, bro.
Sheesh.
Very graphic, like I was going to the loo each and every day looking at my dick. I was like, I'm never doing this to you, mate. I'm never doing this to you. It's crazy. It's crazy just how much damage you can do with just lack of communication.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot.
It is a lot of damage.
Yeah.
A lot
you
of
could
damage.
Go to jail. You could go to
lifetime.
Jail for it. Yeah. You can have a lifetime disease for it. True.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I think
because she asked you if you wanted to fuck, and you say no. Because when she asked that, she wanted to tell you she has the HIV, but
yeah.
she didn't say yes. So
yes.
here we are. Yeah, I came to your day. You're serving cocktails, and Mother Nature, like, listen to the whole pod. Man, it's been asked about Benches Podcast. This is the B-side signing out. My name is Uncle Barry.
Mimi ni yule kijana kutoka Planet Dunia. Dr. Mzee.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.